In total, there are about 80 fully electric vehicles on the roads of Juneau, running off hydropower rather than gasoline. More than 40 of those are parked here today at an EV, that's electric vehicle, get-together. Clusters of people are ogling an espresso-colored car at Savico Park in Douglas. They're talking to the sharply dressed owner instead of walking their dogs on the trail nearby. This isn't just any electric vehicle, it's a new Tesla with a price tag of over $109,000. Myron Klein says typically his car doesn't get this type of attention.
Not too much. I usually don't drive it to places where there are a lot of people.
No trips to Costco?
Nope. Not yet.
Klein hasn't had the car for very long, so he's still getting comfortable with busy parking lots. It's one of two confirmed Teslas in town, and there's a rumor of a third. The upscale EV has a longer range than, say, the Nissan Leaf. Both 10 public charging stations, plugging in isn't a huge problem. There's a limited road system after all. What can be burdensome, though, for those wanting to join this growing club, is getting the cars to Juneau and maintenance. There's no Tesla or Nissan dealer in town. Still, that didn't stop Cal Cuzzort from purchasing his blue Nissan Leaf. He says he did tons of research before buying it.
I do like to do numbers on things. I mean, that's what I do. I did the math once and figured out how much weight I would lose if I walked the stairs versus the elevator every day. 2 pounds a year.
Cuzzort took a deep dive into electric vehicle forums and learned the car's battery could work well in a mild southeast climate. He's owned the car for about 3 years now, and compared to what he used to drive, he says powering the Leaf cost much less than what he used to spend on gas. It pencils out to around $25 a month.
We replaced a truck that was 20 years old when we got our car. I want to keep it for a good long while because I don't want to throw my money away. What we save in gas, we could take a vacation every year.
When Cuzzort bought his Leaf around 2013, there were only about 7 in town. Now the number has ballooned far beyond that, and the Juneau branch of the Electric Vehicle Association is looking to boost the numbers even more. This fall, a Nissan tech is traveling to Juneau to service its cars with recall issues, and the association is looking at organizing a group buy of Nissan Leafs. It could help offset some of the cost of barging the vehicles here. Although Cuzzort clearly loves his car, I can see he's eyeing the Tesla.
If money was no object, would you want one?
I would want one anyway, actually, so.
He tells me someone on his forum said a Tesla is cheaper than a minivan over 10 years if you drive a decent amount of miles. A less expensive Tesla model is expected to launch next year. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.